Thank you once again, Lynette. We've come to our last batch of news items, and it's such a real mixture that we'll dive straight in with a story about the plant life on the shelters at St Stephen's. That bus site never seems to be out of the news. Living roofs on the top of new city bus shelters have swiftly become dying roofs. The flowers and plant life have wilted and turned brown in early summer heat after the bus shelters were finally installed last month as part of the £6.1 million works in St Stephen's Street. The incident follows a litany of errors, with bus timetables being installed upside down, a digital board facing the wrong way, and signs telling passengers not to smoke not being replaced. One concerned passenger, Ros Payne, said she was disappointed to see the miserable-looking plants. She said, "I find it very sad and a waste of money that Norwich City Council put all these plants in trays on top of the new bus shelters in St Stephen's Street and then leave them to die due to a lack of water." The City Council said it was unable to comment on the shelters as they were the responsibility of Clear Channel, which handles their advertising boards.
A Norfolk bus journey has been named one of the country's most picturesque routes. The route, a coastal clipper from Lowestoft to Martham, has been included in a list of the most scenic transport rides in the UK, compiled by holiday rental firm Snaptrip. Lasting 2 hours, the trip goes through Norfolk and Suffolk, letting passengers view the Norfolk Broads and see the coast at stops in Hemsby and Winterton-on-Sea. The 1A Coastal Clipper came second after a bus route from Buxton to Sheffield in the Peak District.
A bench marking the coronation of King Charles III has been installed at a park near Norwich. It has been placed by Helsdon Parish Council at the recreation ground off Middleton's Lane. The parish council posted, "Given the King's passion for conservation, we've placed it with a lovely view of the conservation area of the recreation ground."
The people of Norwich certainly looked good on the dance floor as they boogied the night away to the Arctic Monkeys' impressive back catalogue of hits. The indie rock band brought its latest tour to Carrow Road, and it follows the release of its seventh album, The Car. With the audience nicely warmed up, the Arctic Monkeys swaggered onto the stage with frontman Alex Turner oozing charisma and swagger, wearing a lounge suit with cravat and aviator sunglasses. Songs from the new album The Car got a great reception, particularly the ballad Perfect Sense, which had fans waving their phones with flashlights on. But it was the classic Arctic Monkeys anthems that got the biggest reaction. Turner's rich tone and synth instruments from the band echoed around Carrow Road in haunting fashion, and it truly was a masterclass in music and lyrics.
Young city musicians had the chance to show their skills in Echo Youth Theatre's latest offering as they took to the stage in School of Rock at the Maddermarket Theatre. Directed by Charlie Nicol, this show was a big challenge as it was the first of Echo's shows that brought together both child and adult performers, with many of the adult cast being made up of Echo alumni. The youngest of the talented musicians was just 12 years old, Ben Pearson, who played Freddie the drummer, whose skills were very impressive. Other band members were made up of Devon White, age 14, who played Zach Mooneyham, the guitarist. This was Devon's first time ever playing in front of an audience and in his dream theatre role. Joey Newton, age 14, showed off his keyboard skills at Lawrence Turner, and Rain Wernham, 13, played bass in the role of Katie Travis. The talent of the whole cast was exceptional. This show truly rocked.
Sporting skills from different generations were put to the test as youthful exuberance was pitted against long-held nous at a city school. It was the grounds of Norwich School which provided the setting for the epic battle of youth and experience. The school saw more than 30 care home residents from all over the county arrive with the intention of teaching their young opponents some lessons during an intergenerational sports day. With the most senior of the competitors set to turn 100 next week, and the youngest being just a couple of months old, one of the residents said, "I haven't been in a school for more than 80 years, let alone take part in a sports day." The school and charity Friend Indeed have worked together on two other sports days, and this year's event saw attendees work in teams to compete in classic games, including the egg and spoon race and bean bag toss. Kelly Lindsay, who runs the charity, said, "It was an absolute joy to watch older and younger people taking part in sporting events together while creating memories to treasure."
Children who read and have their own books are more likely to succeed in school, and these city bookworms have proved it. Pupils at Thorpe St Andrews School finished fourth out of 22 teams from across the UK in the National Reading Champions Quiz Final. The competition challenged young readers to test what they knew about the world of literature with a series of questions. The competition, run by the National Literacy Trust, has been running for 3 years and is the only national reading quiz dedicated entirely to fiction books. The teams battled for the title at the prestigious Goldsmiths Hall in London, followed by a ceremony, a certificate and free books.
Well, we've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. You'll be used to our usual reminder that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. The other regular reminder, of course, is also that you do not have to pay any postage, as the postal service is free.
We hope that you have enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of loyal volunteers who have produced it today, not only organising the recording, but opening the post, dealing with the office work and admin, and copying and sending out the memory sticks to you all. This week's editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. You will know that the office is not manned every day, so if there is no reply, don't worry. You can leave a message on our answer phone and we will always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website at cbtn.org.uk. And with that, we hope you've enjoyed this Chatterbox edition, and it's goodbye from myself, Robin, and
Dorothy.